Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello everybody and welcome to What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition, live in Watford City, North Dakota, for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Final day of this three-day event in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota, where the whole industry comes to the middle of the oil and gas development in North Dakota, the epicenter, really, in the fastest-growing county in America. Is that great or what? We are right now in McKenzie County, which is the fastest-growing county in America. Why would that be? That'd be oil and gas development. That's right. Which provides what? Affordable, reliable energy. What's not to love about that? Well, there's some people that don't love it. We're going to hear from one of them in just a minute. We're trying to get an answer on how a judge could think it's okay to let a cold-blooded murderer out on $50,000 bail. We're talking about this case in McHenry, North Dakota. A 41-year-old man mowing down from Glenfield, North Dakota, mowing down a 18-year-old youngster from Gray City, North Dakota, because of a political disagreement. And Brant, the killer, has said that Kaylor Ellingson, this 18-year-old from Gray City, was a Republican extremist, and that he very unequivocally stated that he killed him. In fact, Ellingson, 18-year-old youngster that was murdered by this individual in the vehicle, called his mom shortly before. He said, "Hey, you know this guy? Because he's chasing me." And before long, this is again according to court documents, 2:35 on Sunday morning, 41-year-old Shannon Brant calls 911 to report that he had hit a pedestrian because he was threatening him. We're still scratching our head over that. You hit somebody in a car, you mow them down because they're quote-unquote threatening you. Told state radio the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group, and he was afraid they were coming to get him.
That's what I had said earlier. He was afraid they were coming. Who's coming to get you? So you hunt this guy down and finally run him down in an alleyway? I mean, obviously not too afraid about those, I don't know, the right-wing violent extremists coming to get you, dude.
Folks from McHenry, Glenfield, or Gray City that have anything to add to this would certainly welcome you to call. This is starting to get some national attention now. We have to ask this question because it's obvious. But if the shoe was on the other foot here, and you had a quote-unquote ultra-mega individual say that, hey, I had a political disagreement with this 18-year-old liberal, so therefore I want to mow him down, literally, you know, the Today Show would be live in McHenry at the crime scene, every evening newscast, every major national newspaper. But because it's the exact opposite, there has been very little national coverage on this, starting to get some now in the conservative media, but nowhere near enough. But those that know more, let us know. We are trying to find out what the protocol is. This judge that let the individual out on $50,000 bail is James Hovey. James Hovey set bail on the 19th of September at $50,000, and $50,000 cash bond was posted a day later, and he's out. Bail order issued by the judge on September 19th ordered the defendant to be admitted to bail in the sum of $50,000 cash or surety with conditions. Why would you let somebody out that admits that they're doing this? I don't understand this at all. Texter says, I'll bet you the judge in the case somehow is compromised by Soros money. We don't have a lot of those judges in North Dakota. Another listener says, the McHenry story has very little to do with politics. It's a story about mental illness. Shannon Brandt has a history of mental illness. That would be tragic if it were true, but it doesn't change the fact that a 41-year-old man killed an 18-year-old and is out on $50,000 bail. Politics aside, if this were my 18-year-old, ran the child over, says a listener, he would be much safer in jail. No way I'd have the strength to hold back.
Amen to that.
Another listener says, look no further than the Kaler Ellingson murder to see what the new normal looks like. Democrats want a world where they are free to hunt down and murder anyone who dares disagree with them, and our justice system is more than happy to release them to continue their jihad against conservatives. This is why Republicans should never refer to Democrats as their friends across the aisle. They are at war with us, and our side is too dumb to realize it. I don't want to believe or even perpetuate that this is a widespread problem in North Dakota, but I do think we need to know more about this situation and how it was handled, without question. Not quite to the extreme the other one is. Texter says, I heard on an interview someplace yesterday that he had to be released because of some North Dakota law about not being a flight risk. All right, well, how do we ascertain that? What determines what is a flight risk?
Well, they look at a number of metrics, ties to the community, does he own property, et cetera, you know, if he's a drifter, you know.
Well, again, how about safety to the public?
Now, flight risk, obviously, if he's got money and he can post $50,000 bond, he might have the wherewithal to, you know, disappear. Who knows?
Well, but to me, a flight risk is he gonna be back for the court proceedings? Right. I'm talking
exactly.
About is the community safe?
Yeah. Well, there's
if
that.
You do this, if you do this once, who's to say you're not, you know, going to do it again? And you know, some are saying there's some mental illness involved here. That's all the more reason. To say, hey, wait a minute here. We need to make sure the community is protected. That's what I don't understand at all. Anyway, welcome your thoughts and comments on that, 701-258-0550, especially if you're from this region and know more about the story. Welcome some additional information because it's a head-scratcher for many of us. There's no doubt about it. 800-228-0550. We're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Going to talk with the keynote speaker. Also, yesterday's moderator of a panel. It was very fascinating on some local leaders on the industry. Brent Safford, former Lieutenant Governor, will join us on the program today. We'll also be joined by some docs from the Sanford Health to talk about, believe it or not, we need a protocol in emergency rooms for opioid overdose. This is how serious this has become. What is the protocol? When is Narcan used? We'll talk about all that coming up on the program today. We call What's on Your Mind. Give me this clip that you have. We have about a minute left, Kev, so we have time to play this quick.
Yeah, this is Rashida Tlaib talking to bank CEOs about committing to not loaning oil companies any money.
This is the new world we live.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activity to align with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know what the International Energy Agency has said is required to meet our global 2050 net zero targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius? So No new fossil fuel production starting today. So that's like zero. So I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it.
There you go.
Jamie Dimon, by the way.
Yeah.
From Chase.
Yeah.
Not afraid to push back a little. No, because that would be a road to hell. It's not a beautiful answer.
It's a road to hell for America, yeah.
And he's right. I mean, you know, again, there already is plenty of examples of the oil and gas industry being in the crosshairs because of this insane ESG agenda.
But don't you love how she came back? Well, all the people with student loans, you take their money out of your bank things. You're wrong. You're a loser.
This is where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, with literally Congress trying to impede commerce in this country. Phenomenal. More after that.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with margin protection coverage. This is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with IRA Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IRAeins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRAe.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live in the Freedom Matters USA studios at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota today. I'm Scott Hannon. PetroServe USA is at home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for you today. So if you're ready, I'll make you hungry for a great lunch special today at PetroServe USA. And They always have the home cooking on and the grab-and-go convenience at a few of these great locations, including in Valley City, pulled pork or French dip today. The popcorn chicken bowl, West Main, West Fargo. There's Harwood beef enchiladas, 12th and I-29 beef tips and gravy. Salisbury Steak and MP Avenue. Glendon has meatloaf today, as well as the 45th store. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Mm-mm, good. Don't forget the 4-for-4 special, too, all day, every day. That 4-for-4 means this, the inflation buster. You got a pizza, two homemade cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4. Can't beat it. All right, we mentioned the McHenry, North Dakota murder of an 18-year-old conservative youngster by a 41-year-old man who said, hey, this Republican extremist need to be mowed down, is getting a little bit of national news. Charlie Kirk, yesterday, highlighting some things. Jesse Waters on Fox News talking about it. So, again, in the conservative media at least, it's not gone mainstream yet, but it's starting to gain a little bit of traction. Here's a piece of that.
This is 41-year-old Shannon Brandt. He's charged with vehicular homicide after he chased down and ran over an 18-year-old with his SUV. But this was no ordinary hit and run. Brandt admits to killing Ellingson over a political dispute that allegedly occurred during a local street dance. According to court documents, Brandt told a dispatcher that he killed the teenager because he was, quote, part of a Republican extremist group, and he was afraid that they were coming to get him.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah, good.
Thanks, Jesse. Joe.
Well, one of our listeners said that exact thing. Biden directed this. This was on
absolutely.
Biden.
Absolutely. He's a threat to democracy.
His communist,
a threat to the foundation of our democracy.
His communist red speech the other day told his constituents that MAGA is a threat to democracy. He directed this. And if you think that's too strong, imagine if you would a moment that President Donald Trump gives a speech. And days later, a Republican, 41-year-old deranged individual, mows down an 18-year-old supporter of the opposite political party.
Oh.
What would be happening in the news today? Did you have Charlie Kirk on this, too?
I don't have it queued up, but he weighed in on it, too. Said basically the same thing. I mean, this is murder. Charlie Kirk's big thing is, why isn't this a hate crime? Where's the hate crime legislation on this guy? Hypocrisy at its finest. That's all it is.
Another listener says this murderer had the audacity to say he wasn't a flight risk because he has a family job and a home to take care of. Yeah. How do you define yourself as not being a flight risk? Wow. Another listener, Scott, let's take this in context through the Democrats' eyes first. First thing they did in this insurrection, that the so-called insurrection of Donald Trump inside of it with his rhetoric just... Not too long ago, we had the so-called President Biden stand in front of the podium and call everybody that was MAGA an extremist, and then he had to walk it back right away. Now every Republican should be in front of a mic blaming Biden for what happened here in North Dakota if we're going to play the Democrats game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of pushback on the fact that there are not more of our Republican leaders that are speaking out about this. And again, Joe Biden uses the words Republican extremist, right? Those are his words. This individual, to the dispatcher, said this 18-year-old wasn't a Republican extremist. He used the same words that Joe Biden did.
Yep. So, I'm sure, though, the White House will be clear and concise on their response to this. Thanks, Corrine. Corrine's here. I lifted that off her comments about the southern border yesterday. Seriously looking for a lie. That's what that is. What am I supposed to say here?
Did you hear the Kamala Harris Community Banks conversation?
Oh.
You heard that one?
No.
She was down celebrating community banks and said that community banks are in the community and they're for the community and they're banks that take care of their community. So you got I thought of you when I heard it because it's another one of those great word salads that just never disappoint. That is for sure. We're doing a little digging just to find out what exactly is behind this. Welcome more of the insight from the folks in that particular region as well. Texter says both Jesse and Tucker have had the Ellingson story on their shows. Tucker's had it on for two nights. Maybe you can pull that up, Kevin, see what you can find from Tucker Carlson. That's good news. That's good news. Another listener says doormat Republicans are dooming us to fascism. A lot of people want more fight as a result of this. This is a state's attorney's case, so we need to get to the bottom of the state's attorney. I did reach out today to Attorney General Drew Wrigley, and he said he's getting hundreds and hundreds of calls and DMs asking about what is being done in this for his office. And of course, the Attorney General would not have any jurisdiction over a state's attorney's case. But there are a lot of people around the country that are paying attention to this case and want to know what exactly is being done. And again, I want to talk to the state's attorney. I want to talk to the judge. The judge is the one that sets the bail, obviously. So, and state's attorneys are the ones with jurisdiction here and the ones who charge this. So that's where this needs to go. And I don't know any details about this particular judge, but we've had others suggest, that this is a tool now of the left. The tool of the left is for state's attorneys in that particular role and judges to be funded by George Soros and to do very light bail, very light sentences. I don't happen to believe that that's a big problem in North Dakota. And the second it is, it's going to stick out like a sore thumb because we're going to know more about it. So want to dig into that a little bit for sure as we continue to follow this. Another listener says, Kaylor Ellingson should be bigger news and tragedy than George Floyd. Burgum has issued a statement on this. He should order the AG to put Brandt in jail ASAP. Again, I don't think he can do that. I mean, he can't order the AG to do something that's not in his jurisdiction. So I want to hear certainly more scrutiny of this, but I'd also can't suggest that we do things that aren't within the legal bounds of the particular offices. But certainly hearing from everyone about the outrage would be a good idea. Short break, back with more. We're going to talk with one of the keynote speakers here from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference a little bit about some of the innovation that is happening in the oil and gas industry when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacan near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. The current administration in the White House got inflation wrong, and it will be around for years as the Fed's raised interest rates again. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor of business and economics at King's College in Manhattan.
Biden doesn't get it. You saw it on the 60 Minutes interview. He doesn't even admit that we've had an inflation spike.
President Trump and his family are the subject of a civil lawsuit brought on by the state of New York in the amount of $250 million. And New York Democrat Attorney General Letitia James wants the Trumps run out of the state of New York. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls the civil suit a political hit job. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Kind of lost your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Joan Jett has a birthday today, I understand, huh, Kemp?
Let it sink in that Joan Jett is 64 years old today.
Wow, it makes me feel old.
Let that sink in. She certainly doesn't look it, but, yeah, she's somehow made it to 64.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind is our friends from H.A. Thompson & Sons, and they've been doing what they do since 1908. Started with the Little Plumber and... of course, went into heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services as well. I talk a lot about their indoor air quality services as well because they've really helped major facilities and schools, health care, senior care, manage tools that help them keep their facilities virus-free. And they can do that for your home, too. Indoor air quality from HAT and Sons. .com. As you know, we are at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, and just off the stage is Bonnie Elwood. Bonnie is a senior environmental engineer at Enerplus Oil and Gas Company out of Denver that does drilling here in North Dakota. She talked about emission reduction, innovations, and collaboration. Bonnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Nice to see you. What do you think of the Bakken?
Oh, I love it. It's such a great oil field. So many hardworking Americans that are here, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Give me your overall sense of the industry right now.
Our industry as a whole, I'd say that we're kind of in a transitional stage right now where we're kind of redefining what we are and understanding our energy security and our importance and trying to get as many Americans on board with how we can effectively remove the hydrocarbons as clean as possible.
And talk about why that's necessary. Some people say, no, we're giving into the climate action agenda by doing that. Why is it necessary?
Well, you know, it's such a human nature to have polarizing conversations, to say you're either with me or you're against me. But that's not the case at all. This is one planet, and we are here together, and we can do better. So if we start thinking about our emissions and start tracking our emissions, inevitably we'll improve our emissions. And I was here today to try to encourage that.
We really don't have an option, do we, if we want the industry to continue?
I guess that could be debated, right? So I think it's the right thing to do. That's the direction that the world wants to see and a lot of people want to see. And so I think that that's an appropriate approach.
Because, I always say, if we in North Dakota said we're going to opt out of that game, we would, before too long... find off capital choked off. It's just, with the ESG rules, we can't opt out. we can't say, sorry, we're not going to play that game unless we have our own capital to invest in companies like Interplus and others, right?
That is correct. And I like the way Governor Burgum put it yesterday. He's like, you know, I don't wait for the regulation to come. We need to innovate on our behalf, right? So, like, if we solve the problem before someone else comes and makes us do it.
Yeah, and they will.
Right.
Before long. Yeah, no question about that. So talk a little bit about your talk today and some of the innovation that's happening.
Oh, absolutely. So today I was sharing kind of the ESG story that Interplus has been under for the last couple of years. We've started a cross-disciplinary team about a year ago and was looking at different ways to reduce emissions throughout our operations. That led us to look at different task force and different groups that are tackling different pieces of our emission pie, if you will. And one piece of our emission pie makes about 30% of our greenhouse gases is natural gas-driven generators. And I don't see that demand going down because we have infrastructure issues and the grid's not improving anytime soon. And so we're going to continue to need on-site power generation for the foreseeable future. So the two innovations I brought forth are addressing how do we reduce that piece of the emissions. And both of these innovations, I'm proud to say that I went in front of the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority and was awarded a couple of grants on both of the projects. One of them is a carbon capture technology where we're taking the exhaust off of the generators and turning it into a liquid CO2 that we then can ultimately sequester into a deep formation and get rid of it and remove that from the atmosphere. The other project was a geothermal project where we are trying to figure out how do we use our waste heat on our production pad. When this oil and gas comes out of the ground, it's very hot. It can be upwards of 170 degrees. And so let's remove that heat and create kilowatt hours, and then we'll offset our natural gas-driven generator power needs.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and talk a little bit about the first project first. Where? How do you go about doing that? So how do you take what you capture in generating power, right? That's what you're doing. You're generating the power on site.
Correct.
For your needs there, and then you're capturing the carbon from the from the natural gas generation.
Right, from the exhaust.
Right.
Like, literally off the exhaust. You could think of your car, like me hooking up a clamp hose on your car and figuring out how do we clean that exhaust up. And so it goes through a membrane technology and is going to remove the CO2, and then we will compress it into a liquid form.
And then once it's in liquid form, then you use like a gathering pipeline kind of scenario?
Ideally, yes. Right now, this is all super preliminary. The technology for carbon capture has been proven on large scale, like for power generation plants. But we're trying to find out how small can we make it. You know, I'd love to make it for one 22-liter, 410 kilowatt-hour generator. And so how small can we make it economically feasible? And then how do we gather those different sources of liquid CO2? So I'm imagining some type of bullet that we'll have to store it in temporarily and then figure out how we can reduce. Obviously, when you start trucking, you don't make sense on a lot of those things. But, you know, the idea is how do we reduce how much liquid CO2 we can gather together and make it streamlined as possible to a pipeline or to a sequestration well.
Yeah, I mean, just in actual scale, on an individual pad, how much are you talking in the way of liquid CO2?
We're still figuring that out. We run about 8 generators, so pretty large impact to our emissions.
Just when you're drilling?
Just within the first few years of the life of the well.
Okay, all right, yep. And then, so to be determined how you would get it to where it needs to go, but would you have your own sequestration wells then, or would you partner with others?
I'm looking for partnerships right now, to be honest. Right now, the volumetrics that we've calculated is that we don't have enough liquid CO2. Even if we put this technology on every single natural gas combustor in our operation, it's not enough to warrant our own sequestration well. And so we're looking for partners, other people that are interested in gathering their CO2. Let's work together. Let's figure out how we can make this economic.
Interesting. And you feel confident enough where the technology is, this could begin now if you could solve some of those other issues?
I think so. I feel good about the technology. I struggle with the economic viability. We're relying on a carbon market, and I hope that a carbon market continues to come to fruition. And the benefit of a carbon market is that it's a positive way to incentivize companies to reduce their emissions. You know, I like to say that I envision having big tech actually buying carbon credits from us so that we can drive the innovation and the changes that the world wants to see instead of planting trees in the Amazon, if you will. And I prefer a carbon market over a carbon tax because I'm a mother and I understand that positive reinforcement is a lot more palatable and easier for people to digest than telling them that you're going to get taxed unless you do this.
Yeah, no, that makes good sense. How far off are you thinking something like that is as far as viability of, you know, actually in operation where you're capturing it, you're shipping it, wherever you're shipping it, and you're storing it? I mean, is that 5 years away, 10 years away?
Oh, no, we're hoping to start the pilot sometime next year. By the end of the year, we'll be operating it and seeing how it works. And once we start understanding the efficiencies better, then we can start looking at the bigger infrastructure questions. Again, this is why I'm kind of looking for partners. You know, the earlier we get in, the more we can kind of design something together.
And would you envision this being an Enterplus project solely, or you do you feel this goes industry-wide?
I'd like to think of it as industry-wide and maybe even beyond our industry, you know. Like, I'm trying to incentivize us to think outside of just oil and gas. You know, we're the energy experts, and so let's consider all forms of energy.
Bonnie Elwood is a senior environmental engineer at Enterplus, talking about emission reduction innovations and collaboration here this morning at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. So let's talk about the other project.
Yes, the geothermal one. I'm quite excited about this. This is a known technology that's been proven. It was tested here in North Dakota in 2016 with a grant from the Department of Energy and the EERC and the University of North Dakota. And they were proving that you can actually create power from the heat of the Bakken and from the heat of these reservoirs. And so we're trying to figure out, how do we make it commercial? How do we make this actually something that we start putting on every single one of our production pads to show that we can reduce our emissions per barrel of oil that we're producing?
And explain to me again the heat. What does the heat come from?
From the reservoir. You know, when the oil and gas come out of the ground, the reservoir temperature, from what I believe, is about 250 degrees. And by the time it gets to the surface, it's 170 degrees. So it's still pretty hot. And so we end up using industrial-sized coolers to cool that production down to go through our facilities and also for our produced water. So we pipeline our produced water off of our sites. And the pipeline they use for the produced water is polypipe, and that it has temperature limitations. So we were using these huge coolers, and it seems like wasteful just to cool the fluid when we can actually be taking that heat out and turning it into power.
So how would you do that? So instead of cooling it, you do what?
You run it through what they call an organic Rankine cycle. So it basically has like a refrigerant that's in a contained closed-loop system, and then it's pulling the heat from your fluid. And so simultaneously cooling it, pulling that heat away, and then running through the organic Rankine cycle to create the power.
Okay, and then the heat does what?
What do you? that's what the organic Rankine cycle is. I'll encourage you to go look it up. I can't explain it off the top of my head, but there's a great Wikipedia page on it.
We'll have to do it. But the ultimate benefit from that process is what?
You're creating kilowatt hours. So we're estimating that we're going to create 100 to 200 kilowatt hours.
So the heat is creating power.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And do you use the power, or does it go back on the grid?
We're going to use the power on site to offset our natural gas generators, but that's part of the pilot, is that we're going to figure out how much power we can create, and then we will provide the information in case people are in situations where they could feed back into the grid.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate benefit of both of these is less of a carbon footprint.
Correct. We're reducing our emissions associated with natural gas-driven generators.
And that isn't the pixie dust thing where, you know, like you said, the rainforest, that's actual reduction.
That is actual reduction. That is real. That is innovation. And, you know, we invented the oil and gas industry here in America. You know, I feel like it's our duty to find ways to do it more efficiently and more effectively. And then we can transcribe that information across the globe. So, you know, not only innovating for North Dakota, but you're innovating for the U.S. and you're innovating for the planet.
Fascinating. Thanks for walking us through that a little bit. It sounds like a little science project, actually.
Oh, I love it. I love this science project. I've always been drawn to the innovation.
Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate you sharing that story with us. Bonnie Elwood is a senior environmental engineer at Enterplus. There's a mouthful. And fascinating to hear a little bit about the presentation made for the entire group here today in emission reduction innovations and collaborations that are on the drawing board. Thanks, Bonnie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take a quick break. Jim, the flagpole guy, back with us on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't touch that dial.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Jim the Flagpole guy standing by, but first, questioner, this is a missing dog alert from Scooby and Bismarck. We're here to help. Scooby, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm just reaching out to your listeners. Yesterday we lost our little puppy on North Century and Washington. He slipped out of his leash, and he's from the country. So he's not used to it. He's a little white dog. His name is Max. He's all white, and he just got a haircut yesterday. So I was just hoping maybe one of the listeners would have spotted him or seen him. He's not real friendly. He might not come up to you, but if you have a treat or something, he'll come. But we're driving around again today trying to find him and putting up posters, and we got it on Facebook. So just reaching out.
And good idea. How do folks find? Give me a number where they can get a hold of you if they've seen the dog.
Okay, my number is 701-391-7842, and I'll give you my husband's number. His number is 701-527-0839.
All right. One more time on the numbers.
701-391-7842 and 701-527-0839.
All right, good luck. Let us know if you find the...
All right.
What's the dog's name?
For giving me some time.
Max.
His name is Max.
Max, okay. Yep. All right. Good luck finding Max. White guy. Yeah, you bet.
I've got the numbers, too. You can, if you need the numbers again.
All right. Sounds good. Perfect. Jim, the flagpole guy is here. After a big grand opening last weekend. How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Had a good time with Kevin last week. Thank you, Kevin. You did great.
I'm still full from that Dickie's barbecue, brother. That was good.
Miss Amanda was just here. She wanted her bag. I guess we were holding her bag. So one of her catering bags. But what a great turnout that was. Special thanks to everybody. Everybody made it such an overwhelming success. How do you prepare for something like that? And who would have ever expected that we'd be here right now? But it's all brought to you by the good people of the Great Plains and the great Americans who enjoy owning an American flag and just a level of excellence unmatched throughout the world.
That's why we love you. Love what you do. Selling patriotism.
And, you know, we're here in Mandan, and if you're anywhere, you know, you come to Bismarck and you got shopping to do or a doctor appointment or whatever, bring your flag. We're at 3930 21st Street Southeast, Mandan. We're right behind KISS. Due to the south, you go down 40th Avenue to 21st Street, just past the fire station. And we yesterday assembled our own flagpole out front. It's a 30-foot internal halyard. White, and it's just majestic. It brings tears to my eyes when I pulled up this morning, and it's like, wow, I can't believe how beautiful this is, sitting in front of this nice new building. And you know, we didn't even have the flag pull up about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, and somebody that has a business here in this park drove by, and they said, oh my goodness, we want one, how do I get one? And Mr. Noah wrote them an estimate yesterday, and I can't believe it's already produced results. But we're right behind the white flagpole in Suite 510.
And of course, you can always call them at 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. And you're taking orders for next year now, right, Jim?
Yes, we are. You want a flagpole? Now's the time to commit to it. Who knows what Let's Go Brandon is going to do next year, but now's the time to get it ordered, get it secured, and we'll come in next year and install it. Well, we might be able to sneak it in this year, too. I know I've got quite a few to do, but if you're in the area somewhere out on the Fruited Plains, we can always sneak in and, you know, do yours while we're maybe in that area. Please call 701-571-3524, or you can go on usflagpoleguide.com and leave your name. And if you need a job, you know, if you have a CDL and you're mechanical, maybe the harvest is over and maybe somebody's looking for something to do, I need some help. Anybody, come on board. If you got a good, clean driving record and you're a hard worker and you're mechanical and you have the ability to run equipment, give me a call, please. You can go also on the there's a page, Become an Installer. You can leave your name there, too, and we'll get back to you.
701 571 Flag, and now the grand opening is on in that new location in Mandan behind Kiss Livestock, so you can stop and see him as well. You said bring by your flags. Are you repairing flags right there, the SO guy?
Yep, I'm sorry, I didn't finish that. I suppose, yeah, bring your flag while you're shopping, and they'll get a fix for you. You come back, pick it up. And there's no shipping charges that way. You're coming to Bismarck anyway, stop and buy a flag. Get your flag repaired. Come say hi to Noah. See his nice brand new baby Juki two-needle clone machine.
I love it. At the SO room and the showroom of Jim the Flagpole Guy. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. SO room, showroom. Thank you very much. God bless America. God bless you, Scott.
Jim the Flagpole Guy. A regular.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Make your money.
What's on your mind?
Great hanging out.
Back with more coming up on What's on Your
Mind. This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way, the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.